Big participant in last night's game, Josh Tolley, joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Josh, not only a great day at the plate, going 2-for-2 with a run scored, a couple of walks, and an RBI, but behind the plate, it must have been quite an event for you to have R.A. Dickey throwing knuckleballs at you for six innings, and then the heat of Aaron Sanchez coming in for two innings.
Yeah, it was quite a chore, a bit of different in velocity, I suppose, going from the sixth to the seventh inning last night.
Josh, not only catching that, but when you're at the plate, how are you as a big league hitter? You go from something that floats in the air, courtesy of R.A., to the electricity thrown out there by Sanchez. How do you adapt as a hitter going from a knuckleball to all of a sudden seeing a 99-mile-an-hour fastball?
Yeah, 99, and especially a guy that they haven't seen before. I think right. That even plays a little bit more of an element in it as well. But I don't know. I've been fortunate enough never to have to deal with that, but I think – yeah, I think you kind of saw the swings that the guys were taking off of him. He faced the meat of the order, with Pedroia, Ortiz, and Napoli in the seventh. And I tell you, just pounding the strike zone, and it was just really unbelievable, how much their timing was disrupted.
Josh, was there anyone, a Red Sox hitter, that was stepping into the box to face Aaron Sanchez that maybe tried to get a little info from you?
No. Even so, if they were, I would just lie to them anyways.
Absolutely. But that, you talk about from a hitter's perspective, what a Sanchez fastball in the high 90s would look like coming off of an R.A. Dickey knuckleball and saying, boy, 99 must have looked like 110. Does it feel like that as a catcher?
Oh, yeah. I was making a joke to the home plate umpire. The first one he threw in warm-ups, I felt it was about like 130. I almost missed it. I said, wow. It was significantly different. And I always joke, throughout the season about when you get guys from RA, then you get McGowan or somebody like that. But I tell you, it was like last night, I could really feel it. I could only imagine what the hitters were going through.
Josh, did you change gloves? Was it the same glove you were catching RA with?
Oh, no. I use a different one with RA. Then I use the big, it's like the Spark Rawlings glove. It's like a softball catcher's mitt. And then I use my regular, Mizuno catcher's mitt when I'm, it's obviously smaller. But I tell you, I would have liked to use the bigger ones. Got a bit more padding in it.
So with Sanchez, when he's about to start that seventh inning, what's the last thing you said to him?
I told him to have fun. That was, when a guy comes, especially, he's been a big prospect and everything. And when he came to the mound, I told the guys after he was done last night, I said, it was the most poise I think I've ever seen a kid come into the game. Just, how he was out there. Some guys are, breathing heavy. You can kind of see the anxiety. I did not see that with him. And, I told him, went over his signs, what he's going to use, and I walked away. I said, hey, just have some fun tonight. And he did, I suppose, going 1-2-3 for two innings.
Blue Jays catcher Josh Tolley here on the Jeff Blair Show. When you see Big Poppy David Ortiz stepping up to the dish and you see a young kid like Sanchez on the mound, do you get nervous for him a little bit?
No, especially a guy, I suppose that's exciting for him, for his major league debut to face the meat of an order like that. It was nice. He got Pedroia out, with one out. So, he believes in his stuff. So, it's all about mentality at that point. And, he went right after him. He challenged him. He didn't, he wasn't trying to, miss a bat, if you will. He was really just pounding the zone, say, here's my best fastball, take your best shot and see what happens. So when you see that, I think that's quite encouraging as well.
You know, Josh, I think it takes a special kind of person to have the role that you have, especially last night. You catch R.A. Dickey for six innings, obviously someone you know very well, but a veteran. And you saw three hitters into the ballgame. You guys were down 3-0. You have to know when to pay a visit, what to say, when not to pay a visit, when not to say anything. You have to, I would think, strike that balance between what you do with a veteran, successful or otherwise, and the same goes for, you know, a rookie maybe making his first major league appearance, or someone that's very early on in his career. You really do have to strike that balance, don't you?
Yeah, no question. And a lot of it is knowing the personality of a guy, you know, who's on the mound, who you're working with. But I think the biggest thing, you know, more so, you know, the veteran guy, you're going to let do his thing anyway, especially catching R.A. I mean, he throws a knuckleball. What can I say? You know, throw it better, get your arm out in front of me. I don't know the mechanics of a knuckleball, right? But you get a young guy on the mound, and it's something that you don't, unless if he's, you know, he has no composure. He's throwing ball one, ball two, just can't find the zone. And you go out and try to calm him down, settle him down. But when a guy's pounding the zone, there's no need to make a mound visit to try to, you know, well, how do you want to face this guy? You know, I know what pitches, you know, a guy like Sanchez throws. I know how he wants to put guys away. And knowing that, you don't have to make mound visits and be like a stubborn catcher and say, oh, no, you listen to me, you don't shake me off type of thing. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, if he has conviction in his pitch, he's going to make his pitch.
Josh, we saw maybe R.A. Dickey changing speeds with the knuckleball, maybe a little softer than what you used to seeing. Was that a plan you guys had going into the start, then change those speeds around?
Well, you guys really do watch the game, huh?
Well, I was there, Josh. I was crushing $12 beers.
Our eyes never left you, Josh, though. We were watching you the entire time.
All right. No, he did. He threw a lot more slower ones last night. You know, we had talked after the first inning. He threw a couple good hard ones to Napoli to strike him out after they scored those three runs real quick. And we came in after that inning, and he threw some slow ones, and the thing was moving all over the place, and he was commanding it. So we talked about it, and we said, you know, do you think you can, you know, you think we can get through a game doing this? He's never done that. He's always been hard. And I tell you, I don't know, you know, if it was the elements or what it was, but the way the soft one was coming in there last night, and not even, you know, not the 65 even, but the one that was at 70, 71, 72, I think those were, you know, those were the ones that were moving and the most effective. So, you know, those are the little adjustments. I mean, like you say a knuckleballer, well, you know, what can you guys possibly talk about? Well, you know, that is something that I think, you know, in-game adjustments still plays a role for RA as well, because he does have a couple different weapons.
Josh, in looking back at Sanchez last night, take us back to September of 2009, where you caught your first game, where you started in your first major league game. It was obviously with the New York Mets. It was in Colorado, a game you guys won 8-3.
Yeah, it'd be a day I'll never forget, I'll tell you. It was, you want to talk about nerves. I mean, I can imagine what it's like standing on the mound. I mean, you're out there by yourself. You almost feel like, you know, you got no one to talk to. You know, I was fortunate enough when I was catching, the home plate umpire, Greg Gibson, was the umpire. And, you know, he was really good about calming me down and, like, you know, just trying to make it fun and make light of it. But I have to say the biggest thing for me was being able to get the first hit out of the way. Once you do that, I feel like you can kind of take a deep breath and relax for a minute. And I was fortunate enough to do that on my first at bat. And then I always say catching the first pitch, no matter what. I mean, you just, the guy delivers the pitch, you catch it, ball or strike. Those are the things that, you know, just to kind of get the butterflies out. But, you know, like I say, being a catcher, at least you have somebody to talk to. So, you know, you start getting a little anxiety and man gets on third base. You know, you can still kind of, like, you have somebody there, where if you're a pitcher, you're on the mound, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I can imagine it is a bit tougher to be out there.
Well, you got your first hit off of Jason Marquis, then you went ahead and stole second. Josh, you had the engines going.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a while ago. Those were those young legs. I haven't had a stolen base in like 3 years.
Well, Josh.
Oh wait, that might have been my last one.
Well, you talk about speed, Josh. We've seen the Blue Jays have three catchers on the roster: you, Kratz, and Navarro. If you guys were to have a foot race, who would win?
I mean, one's got to think I can beat Navarro at least.
I think we can sell tickets that race.
Josh, I'm dying to find out this question. If Navarro and Adam Lind had a foot race, who wins that one?
Lindy beats him even with the bad foot.
Wow.
Wow. I said that.
By the way, you have two stolen bases. You have twice as many as you think you do.
Okay, yeah, two.
So there you go. Hey, Josh, good luck this afternoon against the Boston Red Sox and heading out to New York as well. You know we're rooting for you there. And, hey, I'm the only one using the T-hole nickname. Is that catching on here in Toronto?
It's not catching on. I haven't heard it.
Come on. What's going on?
I haven't heard it, so you need to start doing some better PR work on that.
Yeah, all right. Kidding. Do you want us to ambush Mike Wilner about that?
Yeah, get on. Yeah, you should.
All right.
Yeah,
he's done.
He'd be a good guy to start it, too.
He would be. Right. He hates it. He's the king of nicknames. He thinks he's got all the best nicknames. I try to call you T-Hole, and not only does Mike Wilner hate it, but everybody hates it because they think I'm insulting you, but I'm not.
No, you're not insulting me. I promise that.
There you go. There's T-Hole. Josh Tolley. Good luck today, Josh. Thanks, pal.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.